It is 5:30 on Monday, November 17th, 5:30 p.m. It's a regularly scheduled meeting of the Knoxville Township Board of Trustees. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Let's see. Can't reach here at all. How about Lila Hipper? Lila Hipper right here? Lila Hipper, so, all right. Over two here. We do have. Hold on, I got a copy of your proclamation. This morning I had the opportunity to attend the funeral and celebration of life of a former trustee, Gary Coons. Gary Coons was a trustee from 1984 from 2003. And saw a lot of growth out here in this township. So with that, we'd like to pass a resolution to express the sympathies of the members of the Knoxville Township Board of Trustees on the death of Gary F. Coons and extend the deepest sympathies to Gary and his family. Resolution 1-7-202-25-01.
Second Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Hickory?
Yes.
All right. Lila, are you here now? All right. Lila is getting involved in her community and would like to install an additional little library in the community. Lila, would you like to come up and give us a little love?
I am a senior at Anthony Wayne High School. This is Maya. She's a sophomore. And we are in a community engagement project this semester. And for our project, we had the idea to come up and fundraise money to build little library structures and then place them around our surrounding communities to help children have access to more books. So far for this project, we've collected around 300 books from teachers who are willing to donate, like old books they didn't use anymore. And we have raised about $1,100 to build these little library structures, paint them, build them, cement them into the ground, and now all we need are locations. So,
right. So, and then we've identified a location back here at Community Park?
I believe so, yes. So all we were here to do today is ask for permission in order to install the little libraries. Our group would be doing all the installation, and then we also have raised money to have the little library certification, so they will also come check on it for us.
Right. Yeah. And I believe the township, we have one over in Blystone currently, is one over here at the community center as well, right? So this will be, I believe, the third one here?
As far as I know so far, yeah.
Okay.
Eric, you discussed with the staff the zoning related little libraries may now pop up in neighborhoods?
I've worked with Carol on it. We've come up with some guidelines for basically the height of the structure, the fact that it has a clear door on it, the fact that it has to be painted or stained, the fact that you can't store things on the outside. So we have a set of guidelines for, and they're very basic, but just to keep it looking good.
Are you going to get it added to our zoning resolution, or is it?
I don't think that would be a zoning resolution. I think it'd be more of a policy.
Okay. Well, great. And thank you. I think you can work with our zoning inspector, Eric Wagner, and our administrator, Harold Grimm, here on the location back here at the community park. But thank you for your involvement, and thank you to all your donors and book donors.
Donate some books. Like, I have a lot of books at home that I've already read. I don't read them again.
Is that something you guys take donations on, as far as if the person has books and then you can pick and choose? If not, do away with them?
Yeah, so what we were really focusing on was like children's books specifically. So, I mean, if you had books, we'll take them. We have about 300. I don't think we're going to need quite that many to fill the little library, so not like extremely big, but we will probably be able to like rotate them out.
So these are books you check out, and then people read them, then check, put them back into your little library? Okay. They don't get to keep them. Okay. Just like the library, unless you start finding them.
They keep them if they want.
Well, they keep them if they want?
If they want, and then they can bring their old books. So they,
it's just a honor system. It's a... Okay.
Were there any additions or corrections to the reading of our minutes from our last meeting on November 3rd?
I have none.
All right, I'll make a motion to submit the bills as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Wait, you didn't approve the minutes. Can we approve those? Can I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented by our fiscal officer for November 3rd, 2025?
Second.
Second by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. And our fiscal officer has submitted bills for payment totaling $313,186.19 for payment. I'll make a motion to approve those as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Did you want to do the motion for the...
Sure. I'm sorry. Here. That's under. All right. I need to make a motion to approve the installation of the little library in Community Park under the supervision of the township supervisor and the township guy.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. And then under correspondence, we did get a handful of emails regarding data centers from various folks throughout the township. Our fiscal officer is en route transit. He called me about an hour ago. He's not going to make it back to our meeting, but he had nothing else in his report. Under old business, something to report. Under new business, our law director had been reached out to the zoning commission from Waterville Township about exploring a joint road district, and our law director had done some research on that. And Dawn, would you like to share what you found out through the Ohio Revised Code?
I cannot do a negative. There, that being that, as you know, townships are creatures of statute, and you only have the authority to do what the Ohio Revised Code and the legislature has permitted. In this situation, there is nothing in the Ohio Revised Code that permits townships to join together for road districts. Unlike ambulance service, fire districts, road maintenance, unlike that, road maintenance is not, you cannot have a road district between two townships.
And how this originated is about 2 months ago, we were reached out to by the folks. There's a sin on the back side of Crimson Hollow. Hollow is in on Clova Township. The only way to access is through Waterville Township. So Waterville Township reached out to one of the explore this. We did and found out, unfortunately, we are not permitted through the Ohio Revised Code to do that. So
we're not permitted to do a district, but that doesn't mean we can't make an agreement with our maintenance department saying you get it this month, I get it next month, or however the agreement is described.
You can't share, townships share the cost of maintaining the roads. Either township has to contribute a dollar amount, and it has to towards the common repair, maintenance, snow removal, whatever that is, based on the percentage or size of the area that's being maintained. So if 90% of the area that's, for argument's sake, we'll call it a district, the area is in Monclova and 10% is in Waterville, whatever that total amount of money costs, if it is expended, where maintenance, employment, all of that.
Right, we're just talking about plowing. So it costs us $200 to plow each winter Crimson Hollow. They have to pay 10% of that.
That would, and but you have to have an agreement to do it. You can't just swappers back, you know, so say, you know, trade off. That's it. It has to be.
It's more to them than it would be to us, correct? So if they do the work, we can talk about it.
Well, I don't know if Waterville Township has approved their side of the zoning for that, so.
I don't believe so. I think this is still just at the zoning review stage.
It might be a little premature at this point.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. But I will forward your findings on to zoning member and trustee-elect.
We could have Dawn be the speaker, Lucas County Township Association dinner. She can talk about shared services.
People will just be thrilled.
They will be. It'll be exciting. Maybe there's some positive shared services you can start with and end with this. I think he's ignoring me. Yes.
I didn't say that.
When it happens, I'll laugh.
All right. All right, Eric, we'll get into our departmental reports. What do you have for us on that from a zoning perspective?
Sure. So
the optimist with two pool permits last month.
Yeah. All right. We get pool permits later and later and later, surprisingly. So, we have, as you can, you know, a number of pool permits. We have fences, decks, pools, signs, garages over 1,000 square feet, a garage under 1,000 square feet, a shed, and then the 28 villa units that were going on the south southeast corner of Albin and Maumee Western, and then just a lot of information, and I'm happy to answer any questions that a lot of people in the last month.
You did get.
All right, any questions with Eric on his report?
I do not have any.
I don't have any.
All right, Chief Holmick, we met during the working session and kind of updated some of the things on our work list. As far as the policy procedure manual and staffing and the building renovations here?
Yes. So our run statistics are on there for the month of October. We had a total of 189 incidents for the month with the break that kind of divided, bringing us up to 1,920 runs for the year so far.
Which it seems like we're just about on pace with last year.
Pretty close to it. We had a small drop off from 23 to 24, but we should be back on pace with at least matching 24, or depending on how we go for the next 2 months. It could be just a little bit over that.
And then do you want to talk about the in your report about the automatic aid?
Yes,
we have with Maumee.
I have one action item for tonight to ask for your approval to enter into an automatic aid agreement with Maumee for response to structured fires or working fire incidents. So that would be house fires or building fires, those type of incidents that we have. With all of the departments that we have now, we have current agreements for those type of responses with the Air National Guard and the far western portion of our township, and then we have agreements in place with Waterville and Springfield Township to respond throughout the township with this. what we started talking about with Maumee, as well as Maumee talking with Springfield about combining efforts together, and they're looking at responding to a smaller portion of our township, not fully to the township, where we were able to isolate an area that says basically 10 minutes out from our station or 10 minutes out from their station into the opposite jurisdiction for the units to respond to. It will definitely aid and benefit in having additional staffing on scene for both the efficiency of the operations and the safety of our personnel operating, to have those crews present for that. And we looked at run statistics for this year, and it was basically about a one run per added to all of our jurisdictions. So we only had like 9 or 10 fire incidents in the area. They had, I think, 11 in their area that we would respond to. So we're talking about basically increasing our run volume by one run per month on that. But the benefit to the area that we have, it contains 201 businesses and 5,043 residential addresses. So that's a large portion of our township that would benefit from that as well.
The 5,003, aren't we picking up like 5,600 households, residents for trash?
Yes, but he's just talking about
the 10 minutes for Maumee.
Right.
What would be in the 10-minute response area that Maumee would come into. So it gives us, you know, more and more, I mean, the concentration on the efforts of having adequate staffing and personnel within that first 10 minutes of the fire to make things run efficiently, smoothly, safely, and successfully. To have personnel on scene, handle all the tasks that need to be put in place, your fire attack, your search, your ventilation, your safety, your command, your EMS.
Right, and it's the system we use now. We use automatic aid. We don't use call the closest fire truck. We use this, and so while we're using this system, I don't see any problem with updating our automatic aid policy with Maumee.
Okay.
I'd just like to go back and say we need to keep looking at the way other big cities do it, and then, you know.
This is a step in that right direction.
It's a step in the direction.
Toward having the automatic aid agreements and it's in place. It gets the process started rather than the traditional mutual aid route, which waits till we get on scene and figure out that, oh, this is a big incident, we need more help. So we're automatic aid brings the people out to us right off the bat. So it cuts that delay. And then if we don't need them or they don't need us, we can either be reassigned back to the township here, or we can help them by filling in at their stations.
So general question, just for the audience, how many men does it take, how many fire personnel does it take to fight a real fire?
So the NFPA guidelines, which is National Fire Protection Association, that's kind of the standards that all fire departments are held to. For a room and contents fire, so that would be, say, a mattress in a bedroom that catches fire, it takes, in essence, 19 people to start that out with, to have all the different positions filled. So we typically have a 3 or 4-person engine crew or a truck crew that's responding with those. So you're talking about having at least over 5 vehicles on scene.
So automatic aid is a great advantage, even for people in Mount Clova. It has them out there to hook up the hose and make sure nobody gets tested away. So the automatic aid, we were 3 or 4 the other jurisdictions, and with Maumee being next to us, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, and just what Trustee Lang is referring to is if you look at, you know, the western portion of the county, you know, there's 11 fire departments in Lucas County, but you know, there's, that means 11 chiefs. There's,
13,
you know, I'm sorry?
13.
13. And 13 I'm counting what Springfield's contracted.
Yeah.
But when you look at, we just spent 2 years ago $1 million plus on a ladder truck. You know, it's got a ladder truck. Waterville's got a ladder truck. Springfield's got a couple ladder trucks. So,
just one, yeah. Maumee's got a couple of smaller one and a larger one.
So, you know, the state through shared services looking at how can we you know, share services, consolidate. You know, there are, one of the things that is spelled out in the Ohio Revised Code that we can do is a joint joint fire district. You know, for example, Allen County, Allen Township, Clay Township, and the village of Genoa, the three, they have a joint fire district. Those three communities have one levy, two stations. It works. So rather than each community have their own fire station, so the state is encouraging us to look at options to save the taxpayers money by eliminating redundancy of services. And how can we do that? So the automatic aid is one way of doing that, but like I said, we're encouraged from the state to look at ways to improve efficiency.
And it helps also getting with the boundaries in the jurisdictions. Sometimes we may not be the closest unit type first on scene. Now having the automated dispatch at the time, rather waiting for a later dish, it brings the cold unit there.
So Springfield Station,
be on the road with the vehicle.
Springfield Station
be
at Holloway is closer to all the Brandywine than this station here. Yeah.
So
we want
to move on here?
Yeah. So I make a motion to approve the automatic aid agreement between Monclova Township and Maumee for response to the structure fires and working fires.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
The rest of my report is largely informational. Happy to report that with the resuming of, or the end of the government shutdown, the grant systems are coming back online, and we're going to get that back into gear of getting into the process of the recent AFG award that we got, so that we can start working on fulfilling that order and looking at the SCBAs and the breathing apparatus for the department.
That agreement I see that's in our packet here is signed by Mayor McDonald and Chief Podeszewski.
Yes, we'll need one.
Just ask her that question. Yes. It does say it's requiring our signatures.
Yes.
Okay. But where's that? Yeah, where's that at?
It's in your packet.
My packet's all the time.
Oh, I have a printed off packet.
Wherever their original signatures are, I would think you would want.
Oh, do you want the originals? Not copies.
I would think you'd want
the original
signatures.
I only have copies.
For a colored copy.
He's got copies.
Okay.
We can sign copies. But just one. Right.
Yeah, I have one that's.
There you go.
All right.
Put my copy back away.
All right. Mr. Holland, what's going on with leaves out there?
There's a lot of
more snow.
You stop snow, there must snow something tomorrow, probably. Some zones, copy in front of you. So it's a work in progress, but so far so good. It's helping get information out to our app so people have an idea of where we're going versus looking at. Eventually, what I hope to do is just report zones. So Kathleen doesn't have to spend time typing every street name, right? So you get zones, we'll have a map that correlates with those zones. So if we're in zone 4, you know the next zone is 5. And as we get through zone 4, we'll let you know. So you know the zone 5 and so on and so on. Now I broke this up in north and south route, which is what we've been using for the last 20 years. So that hasn't changed. But what we try to do is balance getting through each zone in the same time frame. So we're not going through zone the south section 3 times and the north section 2 times. Then someone can't say, oh, your friend lives in the south area. No. So we're making sure that we balance getting to the north and the south at the same time so everything is fair and equal and everybody's happy. So it's working. We're getting there. There's a lot of leaves on the ground. Snow doesn't help us. It slows us down. And we're coming into that season.
I think there's still a lot of leaves in the trees, at least on my property.
They're
just not falling.
The breadfruits are still
holding them. I don't. It's so late this year, and all I heard was it was going to be an early year.
That's right.
Because of the drought.
The drought, and it seems worse than ever.
It's like the weather. You don't have to get it right. Only once every 6 months, so it's fine.
So are we getting the zones and the map posted on our website?
So don't have a map yet, but we're working on it.
Okay, so when the alert goes out, the zone...
Right.
Okay.
So currently, like if you look at the last update, it says zone... Where was it? Let's go streets. So that's where we're headed.
I'm zone 1. We're there today. So
yay.
Zone's coming next. Except you're not done with zone one.
No, and I can't, and everyone's like, well, when are you going to be done? I have no idea, because I can't predict how many people are going to rake their leaves from Thursday at 3:30 until Friday morning. I don't know what that looks like. So I can drive to the neighborhood at 3:30, but at 7 in the morning, it looks totally different. And you get inevitable. You skip my pile. I will tell everybody that our drivers do not skip piles, because all that is a phone call. If they skipped your pile, they probably skipped 50 others. So that didn't help them. So no one skips piles. We miss piles for two reasons. There's a few reasons. There are a lot of sticks. People have taken it upon themselves to try to hide their weeds that they've cut their garden beds and cover them with leaves. Like, well, that clogs our machine, so we can't suck them up, so we move on. Or there's a car parked over them. So what I had my guys and girls do is take pictures of the residents that have cars parked over their leaf piles with their address. So when they say, you skipped me, I can say, no, actually, we didn't. Give me your email, and I'll send you the picture of why we skipped you. So our guys do a very good job. They go out of their way. They work nights and evenings and weekends.
I'm sure you're going to be doing that this time.
They're already on overtime. They're working overnight. They work Saturday for 10 hours. They try to, and so here's the other thing with zones. With those zones, if we finish a zone, we're not going to start jumping in the next zone until, if we say we're going to be here on Thursday or not until Thursday, we're not going there until Thursday. I'll pull the south route guys to help the north route finish up. So we're doing what we say we're going to do, and that's what we're going to do. So if you think you get till Friday and show up on Thursday, you're not going to be a happy resident. So we're not going to do that. Now with snow.
Right, that's what the signs were intended to do last year, and they didn't work. So this
it's
is
too clunky.
Yeah, this is a way to do it.
So not everybody has
I
got
to pay attention to the app.
Not everybody has. So once people get into this app, that's how we'll communicate with them. And I still get phone calls, and that's okay. That's what we're here for. I'll answer your questions. We'll move on. When snow happens, all the leaves go out the window. Snow becomes a priority, right? So
it's only happened one time before where we had huge piles of leaves and a huge snowstorm. And
3 years ago, probably.
No, that wasn't a huge snowstorm. I'm talking about a huge snowstorm. I was living in Valhalla, so it was 2013,
14.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, so if that happens...
You had to plow, like the... They just were mounds of snow and leaves.
The first priority is to get the roads opened up, and then we'll deal with the leaves. And we're not going to stop until they're gone. As far as I know, my clothes never left the pile until spring. I don't intend to do that this year or next year or the following year. But we're getting after it. Our new person has figured it out, and it's fitting right in like... We anticipated, so okay. So far so good.
It's an important season for everybody.
It's a rough one. It's a headache.
Important to the bus. It's a headache to make tea important to us.
Lettuce is really going to help.
It is.
Give Doug a lot of credit for coming up with it.
It's not just me. I will never take credit for anything, but you know that. We round table stuff every day at lunch. It doesn't matter what the problem is. We discuss it. I'm not smart, the smartest guy in the room, and I don't want to be. But those guys are out there doing it, so I'm like, getting feedback. Tell me what you see. What don't you like? Trees. It doesn't matter what it is. We talk and discuss everything so they can be heard. And this is a product of them discussing what happens. So I would say it goes to them now. What else? The ramp with the firemen's come along. You guys probably noticed. Dotson Company cutting. They got the last two slabs. Weather dependent, they're supposed to pour on Thursday, so we'll see how that goes. I wrote this report early with anticipation of bad weather. Of course, we didn't get it. So, on my report says 2 of the 6, actually before the 6, Lake Erie Electrical came in and fixed our gates, fixed a handful of things for us. They're done and out. They did a great job. And our sound screens are delivered, but we've been discussing whether to hang them or not. When I don't have the staff to do that, and two, what are we going to hang them for another month? It'll be out of the winter all year. So they can be up all year, but I'm like, why don't we just save until spring and have them? We miss a winter. So they're all there. I did reach out to the distributor to see, or the manufacturer, if they're going to be a problem being rolled for so long. And that's how that material gets shipped is rolled. So he said, no, it's fine.
Are they warranted?
No, they're brand new.
No.
Is there a warranty?
Is there a warranty? Because I know we have problems.
Do we need to check on them and they got good ones? Like, is it going to be too late? See in March, there's holes in this something?
I don't anticipate, but partly he's different than we bought the windscreen. So we bought them 4-foot by 8-foot sections versus 8-foot by 35-foot, mm-hmm. 67-foot, these odd. So if we have to replace a panel, we're replacing a not so much custom size, right?
I was just asking because I know we had problems with the windscreen and then the warranties and there was a bunch of...
So the windscreen issue was not so much, they didn't wear out because of sun and wind. They wore out because of vandalism, essentially. Even people planted them, that's not their, that's a warrantable thing, right? So they constitute vandalism. So no, that's why those didn't get warranted.
Okay.
I believe they're 5 years and I have to look.
That's what I was wondering.
But if someone goes over the razor blade, they're not going to warranty that.
That's why we have the cameras.
And they are fancy. And then we addressed the, Lake Erie came out and addressed the light on the facing the west. He moved them down 1.5 inches, so the lights aren't shining to the neighbors on Weckerly. Everyone's like, 1.5 inches is a lot. It's a gear, so when that comes down 1.5 inches, that's huge. And any more, it's going to create shadows in the pit of the wall port. So we were out at 6 a.m. adjusting these things, and I walked out clear to the field, well, I drove up to the field. And the light itself is not hitting the field, it's not even the baseball field. But if you go to Weckerly and look with those lights on, it looks like you're looking into the sun. So he's looking into deflectors and trying to find a solution for us. I don't know that we're going to find one. I'm not real optimistic about that, but he's still looking. That's what they do for a living, so that's where I'm with that. Our salt's in. We're full of salt. We're good.
Yeah, you signed the check tonight.
Well.
Yeah.
Questions?
Be careful in the morning picking up those leaves. It's getting dark dark so much in the morning and at night. So you guys got a short window time in there.
All right, Harold, do you have one other action item about the security cameras here?
Yes, the cameras. Our security cameras here are almost 14 years old and have become outdated. So it's time to replace them. Triotech has a proposal for us that will get us into the 21st century.
I move to approve $1,129 for a new administration building security camera for the October 6, 2025 proposal from Triotech Corporation.
Second.
Seconded by Victory on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Victory?
Yes.
The rest of my memo is information. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are we going to see the connectivity idea? I'm just going to call it an idea.
Yeah,
before the end of the year?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
Do we want them to come to the working session on time, or do we want them to come to a meeting?
I'd love it. Let's start with the working session then. When he has something worthy of coming to a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, discussion points, and we can get him scheduled.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That concludes our agenda for the evening. I know a lot of your folks came up information on the data center. We don't have any new additional information. You know, the... who's hosting the town hall on Thursday night at Anthony Wayne High School?
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, for some information. But we really appreciate you coming out, and we're hearing you. We're getting your emails, and all of those are be taking into consideration if an application comes for us. Yes, Risa, just for your name, for the record, just.
Risa Sissonbell, Monclova Township. I just had a quick question. I just recently read Harvard Business Review, came out November 5th. A little concerning timeline in that they stated that Caltech and their other research cohorts had upped the timeline from 2030 to 2028, in which the United States would be spending in excess of $20 billion a year just on data center pollution from fine particulate matter. It's one issue of detriment. In talking to Josh Williams all the way down to the city of Maumee, all arrows from all those individuals point back to you guys. I just want to let you know. They all make comments about regarding pursuing and preparing for having data centers built here in Monclova Township. They all say the same thing. They say, you got to go back to your township trustees because they're the ones who are pursuing it. I just have one question, particularly for Mr. Graham, who made the comment in the August Blade about wanting to prepare, pave the way for a data center. And then also to Mr. Herschel, I have a question for you. Is this the legacy that you would like to leave behind? The potential building a data center here in Clova Township that might harm our community in more ways than one. Economic forecasts are now saying it's not a good investment in data centers. More information is coming down the pike. I wish Mr. Pike was here. I'd ask him the same question. But particularly to you, Mr. Herschel, and Mr. Graham.
Well, yeah,
is this a legacy you want to leave us?
My legacy would be, A, to protect what currently is Monclova Township. You know, over the years, we have been bits and pieces annexed over the years. There was a big attempt by the city of Toledo 40-plus years ago. So, and I stated earlier, 2 weeks ago, we have no control what happens on the east side of Black Road. Backing up to between the mall and Waterside, that is the city of Maumee. It was Monclova Township at one point, but we have absolutely zero control over it. That is the city of Maumee, and from my understanding, it is already zoned for a data center.
Then why are they saying that they're opposed to it, but our township trustees in Monclova are the ones that are pushing for it? Why would they be saying that to people?
I have no idea.
We don't have
any. You got a new city councilman, and it's a crap.
I know, and that's now, why.
They did a zone change. A data center could be built there tomorrow, from my understanding.
If
an application was to come before us, there's a lot of steps that would have to happen here first before a site would be approved.
I just want you to know the feedback we're getting, because at the last meeting that I attended here, you all very respectfully told us, listen, you need to be contacting Josh Williams. We have. Yeah. And Mr. Williams.
Is he going to change annexation law? He has no decision over the data.
No, he does.
It's about annexation law. Yeah. That's why you contact Josh Williams.
That's what we have done.
So Josh can get working on annexation law, and then we'll be all set.
The bows and arrows are coming back to you folks.
We have no control over the city of Maumee.
I mean,
the Lucas County Commissioners this morning also said, we have no control. You need to talk to your townships.
Absolutely. You're here. Yeah,
and actually, we attempted that last year by attempting to go home rule, because there is a movement in Columbus to centralize zoning at the county and state level. Okay. A number of townships around the Columbus area turned down zoning for whatever project. They were sued and the township lost. But that was for townships that were not home rule. That is one of the things we tried to do last year, is in enacting home rule that will happen automatically at the next census, because we're over 15,000 people. We were at 14.7 the last census. But by us being home rule, that would enable us to maintain our own zoning. Personally, the voters turned us down.
We didn't do a good enough job.
We should have communicated better, but my legacy is protect Monclova Township and do what's best for all the residents. So, believe me, I don't want any portion annexed.
Right.
All
right. I just have a question.
Yeah.
Why
just
is this
the name
on
record?
Monclova Township. What's to
the address?
7806 Silverado Drive, Monclova.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we clear this up? You're saying it's not. We are just looking for a way to understand this issue and how it's going to move forward and how we can impact the decision. So how can you help us do that?
Okay. Well, and that was what we looked at back in March, that we've heard through the county folks that because of the natural gas lines in the area, the two in the Black Road area and the Nexus pipeline, that this portion of the county is attractive to data centers because of the natural gas that they use.
Sure. Okay.
So, you know, how do we best prepare that? You know, we could go traditional commercial zoning, which says X seat back this and that, or we talked with our legal advice, we talked to our zoning inspector and said, hey, if we do a text amendment, it actually gives us more control should an application come in. It lets us do additional setbacks, additional mounting, lighting requirements, things that are more, for lack of a better word, restrictive or more community-friendly than our traditional commercial zoning. You want to see our traditional commercial zoning, you can drive down North Jerome Road and see rolled alleys. I mean, that's what our traditional, we would not want that in this area. So that is why we did the tonight.
Well, we would not a data center in this area. Regardless of what happens on Vincent and setbacks and whatever. So that's what we're here about. And it's a very concerning thing that they're going to plop a data center right in the middle of some very gorgeous neighborhoods. Literally, just imagine that. All these houses and not inexpensive homes, beautiful country, what we love, and now they're going to plop something right in the middle. Why us? You know, why not somewhere else where people are paying the kinds of taxes and maintenance and all of the expenses that we bear?
Well, the natural gas lines is what makes this area attractive.
Pardon?
The natural gas lines.
We understand that.
So that's why you say plop. If there's three areas here within the area.
Well, that's true, but we can ignore that if we can overcome this.
We have gas lines.
It doesn't mean we have to have a data center.
Who did you talk to in Maumee? Because there's like really nobody in charge. So you said you talked to Maumee, and Maumee's pointing the finger at us.
Repeatedly been happening that the Maumee officials are saying, hey, it's really your township trustees.
Right.
Just like Josh Williams'
right.
office.
But you said you talked to somebody in Maumee, and Maumee says we're to blame. I'd like to know who you talked to in Maumee.
You're using the word blame, ma'am. I'm not using the word blame. I'm talking about those who have the impetus to pursue and prepare and pivot, as Mr. Grimm said in The Blade in August.
You said that, which we suggested you talk to Maumee, was what you just did at the last meeting.
And I was told the judge.
Okay, so I'm asking again, who Maumee is saying Clova trustees these are lame. I'm sorry, wrong word again. Arrows. The arrows are coming back to us.
No, this is what's happening. It's our decision to make. Well,
I'm not going to talk blame. This is not a game. It's not about blame.
I understand,
but
you said Maumee stated this fact.
Who has the greatest impetus and who's really paving the way for this?
Who is it? I mean, just tell us.
I don't know.
Somebody
has. There's no application.
And the thing is, and we are in a vulnerable position because the property owner, as the property owner across the street did, can petition the county to next the property. Okay? The Black Road, the 200 acres on the west side of Black Road. They're not in a joint economic zone. There's nothing currently in place to, from him or the partnership group, to annex into Maumee.
So Josh Williams can stop, he can change annexation laws so Maumee couldn't annex us.
Yeah.
He can't change our zoning, not yet. He's trying to. He's trying to make sure only home rules get zoning. So he can stop screwing with zoning and he can start improving annexation laws. He is going to, of course, say, I have no control over their zoning. That's an easy answer. It's not the right answer. And we cannot control Maumee. We don't have any say over what the city of Maumee does with the mall. They could pick the mall up and put a data center right there. In fact, Mike Panuski, when I was at Waterside, suggested that they've explored that idea. We have no control over the city of Maumee.
What do you all feel about what we can control here on the other side of Black Road? It sounds like you feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, with all due respect, because we're so attractive because of gas lines, that it's kind of like, oh, well, it's inevitable. What is...
I don't know if it's inevitable or not, but this board needs to remain impartial in case it does come in front of us and we need to vote.
You know, I'm hearing that there's sites, you know, their Waterville Township site, there's a site in Waterville that's a site. You know, this, it's speculative what the site, you know.
Well, they could go ahead and hire them.
Yeah, I mean, our legal counsel can give you the history of annexation that we changed both instances and both were turned down, correct?
Correct.
And we're not, like I said, the property is not in a joint economic zone currently. We tried to explore that with Maumee earlier, and we've gotten crickets from them. Now with the change in administration, the crickets have only gotten louder. So we're walking a tightrope here. And when you wince at that, it's like, okay, if we did whatever, the property owner's going to petition annex tomorrow. If we said we want this, and this, he's going to petition to annex tomorrow. Because dollars just make are crazy dollars. When I asked him what he would sell the 200 acres for, he told me $30 million.
Mm-hmm. That's well, then they can buy all our houses.
You know, for us to borrow $30 million for over 10 years, it would cost us $38 million. I don't know what that would be from a millage standpoint if we put that on the levy for next May. That's something certainly we could do. But I asked him, I said, what would you sell that 200 acres to us for? He said $30
million. That's on our side of Black Road.
On the west side of Black Road, correct.
Yes. The only portion we...
What do you mean, our side?
Well, Monclova.
Monclova is west. Maumee is east of Black Road. That would be except for Kernick. Yeah.
So, and my two neighbors.
And your two neighbors.
Yeah. Ryan, you got...
Ryan Bauman, 5411 Black Road. Chuck, you brought up the home rule. Is that something that can only happen during a census season, or can...
No, we can put it back on the ballot.
Okay. Awesome. Because
and we need to do the work to educate everybody.
That sounds like what everyone's asking team for.
Yeah.
Is if you guys do your job at educating us what that means, put it on the May ballot, but let us vote for it and pass it. Because buying our freedom back from the county, right? Like we now can control our own zoning and our own township without having to be kicked down the
we
county.
We control our own zoning.
Yeah, that movement at the state hasn't happened yet, but there is an impetus for that in Columbus to centralize zoning at the state and county level.
So they can put more.
But if we were
home rule, they tap us out of that. That's why we were so urgently trying to get home rule.
There's only probably 40 out of the 1,500 or townships statewide that are home rule.
But if we were
like over 15,000 in the population,
how would that apply to this data center scenario?
Apply.
It doesn't apply, but it would give us more control
if the
zoning was centralized. Yeah.
Well, if it gives you more control, then the people out here on the opposite side needs to support that, and you need to educate us and ask for us to pass that in May to start giving you more control.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm off 7212 Longwater. I'm a little confused. You talked about the text amendment for control zoning and the aesthetic, how high the building is, lighting or sound. If you try to implement those restrictions, say on the west side of Black, can they still just go to Maumee to be annexed to circumvent
that
area? Yes.
Would they have to abide by those rules?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, but the thing is, such a thing as property rights. You know, the owner of the property has rights too. Well, in this case, the partnership group that's owned the property.
When does this text amendment take place? After the after it's sold to the data center?
No,
if an application is made because they want to know what, if it would be allowed. So it would be allowed with all those restrictions he mentioned, And at that point, they can say, too many restrictions, we won't do it, we're going to mommy. Or they can accept the restrictions. Or we can just come out and say, no, there's tons of different scenarios that take place if an application is made. There has been no application made.
But what I'm understanding, though, is that sort of like the ace up your sleeve in order to control this development.
It could be an ace up our sleeve, or we could just not want it entirely, or we could... But if we don't want it entirely, I think the inevitable part is they pick that site. If we say no, it will just become Maumee. And we don't have any control over the city of Maumee and what they do.
So why isn't it a Matt Hireman?
No matter whose arrows are coming our way, it doesn't happen.
Wait, I'm sorry, Matt Hireman.
He said today that their Economic Development Corporation and commissioners all said, we don't have any control over that.
Well, I think they're looking at a picture. They're looking at a picture saying
there's
an opportunity for the county for some economic development in a new area because of the gas lines, because of the availability of water. You know, the city of Toledo has a 60 million gallon excess capacity
right,
a day.
That's what he explained to
me. So that's what's making Lucas County attractive to these data center sites. So
but they can't just come in and say, we're putting it here and you're out of luck, Monclova Township. What they did is say, hey, do you want to be prepared for this? And we said, yeah, just like we wanted to be prepared for solar farms or
storage units.
Right. We make adjustments to our zoning code. So we made an adjustment to our zoning code. Now, is that going to come to fruition? Are we going to have an application put in? We don't know that.
How do we stop it? I mean, if we don't want this here, do they have to pass your board in order to place it here? Or is it once it's zoning and all the restrictions and the
guys? It depends. Are they going to annex into Maumee? If they annex into Maumee, no, we have no say over it. If they do not annex into Maumee, it would be the Board of Zoning Appeals putting restrictions on that property or saying no, and then they would annex into Maumee.
Or the conditions. You know, if they don't want to meet the conditions, we could end up in litigation as well.
Yeah.
So if they could deem the conditions
And my understanding is they're looking, the Blade put out sites, and Waterville Township is, you know, just a bit away. The fine particulates would spread from Waterville Township to Waterside as well as they would from the mall to Waterside.
Well, I think the
one
down on 25 would, too. Yeah,
and there's so many moving parts because I had a county official also tell me just last week that the state of Ohio is going to issue a new permit until a new electric distribution plant is built. And he goes, they're looking at potential sites in Wood County for that. He goes, that's 18 to 24 months out for that. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here that. Believe me, I've done a lot of research and phone calls and conversations, and I'm learning a lot as all of you are. But you know, when Risa tells me about legacy, what I want to do is protect Clova Township.
And keep
it Monclova Township.
And the health of your constituents, correct?
The health and benefit of all.
By health, not just physical health, financial health, emotional, psychological health, health. Physical health, all of that.
Right.
Yeah, health of your constituents, your community.
Yeah.
That's the legacy I'm talking about.
Right. I mean, do I want to ask our citizens to encumber themselves with $38 million of debt?
You might find they might be amenable to it at this point.
I mean, we can ask our administrator to reach out to the auditor's office to see what that looks like, but I mean, I'm about as fiscally conservative as they come, I don't want to ask you folks more money.
Chuck, I think that you need to do that exercise, and I think we all need to understand if we're going to play ball in the big leagues and we're going to try to buy our freedom away from these massive companies, what's it going to cost?
Yeah. But Ryan, you're only buying those 200 acres.
That's right.
You're not buying your freedom
absolutely.
At all. Mom, well, sits in your backyard.
There would be no more contiguous acreage on the eastern side of Monclova, correct?
Right.
So we don't have this issue ever again in the future.
But a data center still sit right there.
I understand that, but I mean, like, we would at least would have the threat of annexation. from Maumee. Now, I don't know about the other four walls of our township, but...
No, we have a joint economic agreement with... we got Springfield Township to the north. We have a joint economic agreement with White House, so we're protected on that side, and a joint economic agreement with Swan Township. So, and townships really can't annex each other. It's cities and villages. So,
yeah, one more corner in the back.
Yeah. So, I mean, Harold, if you could reach out to Katie Moline's office and, you know, see what a... Cause what I did is I did a bond rates... municipal bond rates are right now about 5%. You know, if we borrow $30 million for 10 years, it's like $38.5 million. I wrote it down here. $38,183 and probably about $100,000 to issue the bond, so roughly ballpark at $39 million over 10 years.
Can you go longer than 10?
We can, but you know, that's a philosophical. I don't like passing debt on to my kids.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I know the schools had a tough time with that, you know, $35 million bond levy that they tried a couple, 2 years ago.
What would you be passing along to your kids? That's the other thing. That's the other side of it.
But I mean, this could be a gauge for the community. You know, and then the question becomes, you know, what do we do? What, so the township's got 200 acres of farmland. What do, you know? Then what
look
do
at Wildwood and what the grassroots did to attain Wildwood to keep it.
Look at, well, Sylvania Township has always been a great kind of area to look at as to respond to economic development, also bridges this recreation. You've got Hollander Park, you've got Centennial Terrace, Paysetter Park. I mean, there's a lot of green space out there, but yet it has been privately developed and been very controlled.
Well, they have a joint recreation district too that's funded with a levy.
Well, right. And maybe that's how this ends up working.
All the townships.
I mean, it's 200 acres of parkland that now has to.
Okay. Gentleman in the back there.
Yeah, Justin Zemanski, 7506.
You're fine. Go ahead.
David Burkhart, 507 to the Lake Erie Waterside. Risa, you got a whole list of names to email and contact and things like that. I would suggest that, like for Waterside anyways, that all the residents just keep hammering home to all the officials, and I don't mean hammer, but in a negative way,
no,
but
let us know.
Let everybody know what the unintended consequences of doing something like this means to this area. And as far as the gas lines, they don't stop here. They keep going somewhere else. You know, other valuable locations.
Yeah. Well, Nexus goes north, Georgia, so I know that.
I worked in the energy industry for 33 years at First Energy, and when you mentioned needing a power plant, okay, I go back to all the base generation that has been decommissioned over the last 10 or 15 years, and think of where we would be if we had that. And wouldn't have to, because that's going to cost money too to build that. And it's not 18 to 24 months. Those take a long time to get set and approved. But my plan is just to email everybody I know off of that list, and I would hope that you would share that information amongst the county, state, whatever officials you deal with, so they hear everybody.
If we do get an application, those emails will be put in the application file, so people making the decision will know.
Waterside, that community is worth about $215 million today. You plop a data center on the other side of the bike trail, we'll probably lose about $60 to $80 million in value. Not just, and then you think about everybody
else. That's the city of Maumee again, though.
Yeah, but what does that mean? But our taxes help
I know
pay
your
for
taxes.
Wayne.
My mother
what
was in
Morrison,
I'm well aware. She lived
district.
Back in the back. You can see them all right from her house.
Because I think the people higher up get caught up in all the, wow, money comes, you know, this is going to be a big deal. At the end of the day, it's always the taxpayer at the bottom of a barrel that gets stuck with this. And so
throw money at people and say, we'll give you much money, but sometimes it'll be spent on specific things, or it doesn't happen. But at the end of the day, this area, especially the schools, and I wonder what the Metro Parks, have you gotten any information from Metro Parks about their feelings about a data center? We're sitting on Oak Openings is one of the most revered areas, not only in the state, but in the entire United States, and even well-known outside of the United States. I would just suggest people contact the Met Parks and let them know what they think about all this, too, because it could cause massive damage to our Metro Park system. So, just, you know, that's some, those are other people to talk to.
Yeah, there are so many implications that it can just... And I just want to say the number of people who oppose this, well beyond Waterside. We'd have to start going down to Huntington Center to fill it, because the people who are opposed, who are not just grumbling, but they're informed, they're educated about current information, about what's happening in communities where these data centers are coming in. And once it's gone, it's gone. When the ecosystem is damaged, it's done. When it causes damage to this area, that's it. That is the legacy. It will be gone.
And
the reason why we chose to live here will be gone.
I want to say one more thing. Technology is changing so fast. And they can throw what-ifs at everybody in the county and the townships and the cities and say, well, you know, we'll be here for 10, 15, 20 years. They may only be good for 5 years, the way technology is changing so fast and so rapidly. There's no guarantee once you build that building that in 5 years from now,
it'll be obsolete.
It could be obsolete. It could be obsolete in 2 years because of how technology is functioning. And I think we need to let every representative in this area know they got to think about things like that.
Well, like I said, any emails that the township receives, should an application come in. In fact, the ones that we currently are receiving are being compiled on file. They'll be put in public into the public record. Should an application come in, we mentioned this letter, it would come to our zoning inspector, our fire inspector, for their comments, the county engineer's inspector, and then our Board of Zoning Appeals does have a public hearing, just like this. You know, the applicant will get an opportunity to present the proposal. Here's what my vision or ask is. And then the Board of Zoning Appeals, you know, they can ask questions. They can, you know, ask the applicant to come back. They don't generally, Eric, do they make decisions at the same night? I mean,
for non-complicated stuff they do, but for something like this, of course they can ask them questions and have a follow-up meeting.
Right.
Needs to be transparent.
Yeah, no, it certainly.
The process needs to be transparent, yeah. And I agree with
all our processes are transparent.
Well, that's what we're asking for in this, because it's kind of complicated.
I had 100 meetings, and you guys came to one, and you expect me to inform you of those 100 meetings.
Yeah.
You do have to participate in this process. You have to read our minutes. You have to watch us online. You have to come to the meetings.
Okay.
I show up at your events. You need to come now.
Okay.
Well, I hope you come back.
Nothing has been done.
Yeah.
Clandestine.
Okay. Wow. A little bit. I would like to say that I agree with the gentleman. I'm sorry. Did you want to speak?
I'm in timeout.
Okay. I'm just asking for a timeout. You are in timeout. I apologize if I offended you at all. I didn't mean to do that. I wanted to say that I agree with the gentleman who says that we need some education on this, and that all what-ifs can be asked and answered for our sake. Because there's obviously a lot of understanding on your side of this question, and there's a lack of understanding about what is going to help us succeed in our mission. So that's, if we have to attend more meetings, if we have to write more letters, if we have to whatever, we'll do it.
I'm happy to sit down with you anytime.
The partner that I spoke with for Monclova Properties, he said he would much rather work with Monclova Township than with the City of Maumee. You know, he's done other projects in the township. You know, he has a good working, you know, we're not friends, but a business relationship. So, you know, but he's a businessman also. He has to do what's best for him and his partners. You know, I have to do what's best for my Clover Township. So how do we both win? Or, you know, what?
Compromise.
I don't know. We don't have anything up in front of us right now to even discuss. So he's just a property owner that, you know, has been reached out to by realtors and says, hey, there's somebody who might be interested in giving you a lot of money for your land that you've owned for 20 plus years, and, you know, the farming income he gets on it probably pays the taxes. I don't know. So like I said, my goal personally is to do what's best for my Clover Township residents.
Last one.
So, and just for the name of the record, please.
Yeah, Justin Zemanski, 7506 Peppergrass Crossing, Maumee, 0.3 miles from the proposed data center site. So if the text amendment wasn't passed last spring, were you guys fearful that Maumee would annex that property if you didn't do the text amendment?
We thought it was the best way to protect my Clover Township.
You know, I've heard
and annexation
times.
Is one of the threats.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like a build a bridge with the property owner. We know he's got a trump card. That's the annexation. We don't want him to play it. So how can we be amicable?
Okay.
Without being adversarial.
So I couldn't make it to the meeting 2 weeks ago. But the meeting a month ago, it seemed like the ball was in the court of the BZA, and now that's
it is.
Not okay.
It's
nobody's BZA. Court right now because we don't
board,
have
board of appeals.
Okay.
We have zoning commission. Jim, it meets on the fourth Monday, and we have a zoning appeals that meets on the second Monday. Our zoning resolution is online, and I think those minutes from both those boards are online, and maybe their job descriptions are online. We also have if you want to be a board member, if you want to be a volunteer, a committee member, we have that application online as well.
And
we do have a process for this. Chuck isn't enforcing it very well, and it worries me that he's not enforcing it very well. Because public meeting can become not conversational. This has been conversational. It can become raucous and rude, and we've heard from you, right? You spoke two meetings ago. We have heard much of this information before. We also set time limits on how long people can speak, so I don't mind having a conversation, but I'm worried that the conversation would divert from that, and so I think Chuck should be enforcing our rules that are in place.
Or for general rules. And Justin, just going back on the,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
going back on the text
say.
Amendment a little bit. So had the applicant come in, you know, with a straight commercial zoning, and had we approved it, gone through the procedure that it had through the Plan Commission, the Zoning Commission, and the Board of Trustees, you could have picture rolled alloy over there on Jerome Road. You could have that down the whole stretch of Black Road, potentially. Okay. So after discussing this, legal counsel and people who said, hey, commercial zoning is an application. Commercial zoning, probably not the best toolbox for that. So by doing the text amendment, which went through the same three public hearings, the text amendment allows us to do additional requirements that we talked
yes,
about.
Yes, I understand that. So, but if you sort of left it agricultural, then
yeah.
The Maumee would have annexed.
It
could have happened.
Yeah.
Could have happened.
It's still ag.
It still could have
yeah.
Happened.
I mean,
it's still
agricultural currently, yes.
Okay.
A greenhouse operator could go there tomorrow. A pig farm could go there tomorrow.
Now, our trustee Lang
yes.
said, if it went in Waterville Township, we would still get the particulates?
I actually don't know how particulates spread, but if it's a $20 billion, like Risa said, cause for concern, particulates aren't just limited to bubble over fallen over waterside.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
But they did.
But with their deeds,
I mean, you can smell the sewage plant and Johns Manville over at the mall.
So I assume that Johns, if you know the data center at Johns Manville, the particulates will still blow. So I was assuming
if there are particulates.
If there are particulates, they will blow from Waterville Township as well as from Monclova Township.
Yeah, and that study, I'm sorry, the study that I cited is specific to data center pollution solely and only. That is it.
Right.
Okay, just please know, and I sent this in email, there's 313 people in Waterside primarily, and I'm also one of them, that are within a, I'm just outside of it, but within a quarter mile of that.
Yeah.
And as this gentleman said, I think Waterside would be severely.
Yeah. There's 602 houses in Waterside. Yes,
yeah.
My brother lived. I know. My mother lives in Waterside.
And full disclosure, I'm a board, and one of our mission statements is to protect the value of the community. So, I mean, and we're limited in what we can do, obviously, but you know, we're going to be trying to, you know, help. Do that right. Through you and other officials.
Oh. I would like this gentleman to be the last person to speak, but invite any of you who have additional questions to come up to us after the meeting. I know our fire chief will get out there, so keep the community there. Watch it. Yes, yes, sir.
Dan Taylor, 799 Sonoma Drive. I appreciate one more question for the good of the order. Not so much a statement, but possibly a response from the trustees. I've heard a lot, impartiality aside, threats aside, of annexation. As it stands right now, if I could get a commitment from Trustee Lang, Herschel, and Trustee Vickery.
I will be here in three more meetings.
Well,
you don't have to worry.
I still appreciate a response. Can you go on the record right now, as it stands right now?
No.
If you're for this data center or not, as a resident of Monclova Township, I know I've trusted this area to be in here, and
so what I've said, what I've
not to commit
no.
to a yes or a no on this property, all aside, everything, commit if you're for it or against it, if you were to have to vote for anything right now, if you're for or against this. This industrial site to go like it, like someone else mentioned, in the middle of a community like we have. It's just not conforming to the area at all. Set aside the money that they're offering to do this. And like someone else said,
what money are they offering?
A lot.
A lot.
We went to the meeting last Thursday, and they're offering the farmers of that like $100,000 to $200,000 an acre.
Yeah, they're offering $30 million for the 200 acres in Monclova. That's not
that
our money. That's the owner.
What we can't compete with is our trustees in our best interest of the residents that live here now.
Yes.
Not the possible money that's going to come in the future from the carrot that's going to go through the mouth. Mm-hmm. That's got to come out somewhere in the end that we may have to pay for.
Yes.
So can you commit right now if you're for it or against it?
I cannot commit if I want to be able to vote in the future. I wait till the project is in front of me. I've done tons of zoning. You can look at our record. You can look around the township. You can see where we've protected you. You can, this room, the same amount of people were in this room for the 20A interchange, and they said you can't do the 20A interchange. It'll be the worst thing that's ever happened in Monclova. And we had to sit and make a decision. Sometimes we're not a congressman or a politician. Sometimes we're a judge, is the way it's explained to me. And to be a fair judge, you have to wait until the case is in front of you.
Okay.
And I'm fine if you want to say I'm for data centers, which
no.
I am not.
If you're done, I've got your response. Can I go to Trustee Hood,
sure.
The response. We know that you're not committal on this for or against. Thank you.
Well, and the thing is, there are so many variables right now. So would I be fair, you know, if I said no to a data center, but what if it's annexing a data center anyway? So, I stood my ground, but I lost. Somebody posted on the crap website about an underground data center. I'm like, well, that's an interesting concept. That's something, you know. So without a plan, a site, anything in front of it, it's hard. How am I for or against? You know, it's kind of like when I remember, and we had similar conversations when Nexus was building their pipeline, and can anybody tell me where their substation is? No, because it looks like a farmhouse. You know, he said, oh, there's going to be this, that'd be the worst thing since, you know, whatever. Well, their substation looks like a farmhouse out here in Waterville Township, you know, unless you know where the pipeline itself was. So how can you say, you know, for or against when it's something you haven't even seen yet, or we don't even know if an application is coming before us? I'm not necessarily, you know, I think all of you have good information. Believe me, I've read pros and cons of all the stuff, but as and I apologize to the gentleman in the back. I know the data is changing. And that's why we have to stay current on top. That I don't want, you know, if let's say a data center comes in and there looks like self storage units, okay, 5 years from now they're empty. You know, okay. I certainly don't want that. So
okay, I appreciate your response on being non-committal right now. Forward,
but
your response,
you know,
I want to abstain. If you wanted my opinion, I guess you should have voted me into office. I have two more meetings. So I was slammed already for data center. So
right.
At this point, I'm abstaining because in 40 some days, I will be a private citizen.
Okay.
And then you can talk.
And then I can talk all I want.
One more statement.
Yeah,
as far as the controversial, I mean, people already see these signs up all over. I mean, this controversy has already penetrated our community.
Yeah.
If we were to put up a for sale sign right now,
there ain't nothing.
The robber is already in our garage stealing stuff from us. There's nothing we can do about it. If we were to put up our house right now, we wouldn't be able to ask as much as we could have 6 months ago.
Did Anita Lopez tell you about her trip to New Albany?
Yes.
That is not the experience I have.
They say.
That's just data. That's just data. I did not go on that trip.
My husband and I are going to go down there. And check
I plan
out.
To go. I have to Good. Go to Columbus, so I plan to go. That's not the experience they have. Now they didn't get the tax reform that because they didn't negotiate a deal for
pilot.
Yeah, the pilot. So, but they. They were a totally random trip, knocked on doors, ate at diners, walked around the property, and...
The biggest complaint that I heard was that there's no room to sit in the diners because of all workers. Construction workers.
That's what Union Green's gone through right now.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it's about the plan. If there is ever a plan, it's about the plan. We don't have that plan. We just have people guessing what a plan might be.
Right now, as a resident, we're between a rock and a hard place. I mean, we're fighting this. But as we speak, with these signs even going up in the yards, everyone sees. And your house goes up for sale right now. You're not going to get as many people looking at your property.
Winnie didn't have that experience.
Right now. The trustees that are here now, not a carrot that everyone's property, proposing for the future.
If we're in an adversarial relationship with the property owner, he has every right to annex it. And without the property being in a joint economic zone, we are very limited in what we can do to stop that annexation. And
there's
I believe, yeah. And with the financial situation that the city of Maumee is in, I think they'll roll the red carpet. I don't know that there are a lot of new players in there. I don't know that. But
the statement about Maumee, yes, that's Maumee. But the thing about Maumee is how many miles from this property?
The city
it is part of this property.
The Fallen Timbers Mall. Fallen Timbers Mall is Maumee.
30 feet.
Your backyard is Maumee.
Across the road, 30 feet.
30 feet.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, they're going to roll out the red carpet because it's 4 or 5 miles away from the city of Maumee. They don't really care.
Right.
Which is our backyard.
Right.
Which is Monclova Township.
Right. And you don't vote for the Maumee City Council, so they don't care.
That's the problem about Maumee.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
that's why we are trying to protect our interests, our residents'
interests. As best we can.
For that area without it being annexed.
And Ms. Lang, when you do go down to New Albany, may we ask you not to talk to Les Wexner's cigar buddies, but instead actually talk to the people who live with it every day.
Yes, absolutely. I have to go to Columbus Friday.
Please.
It's just to the...
And we would love to hear.
Yes.
Because the people who are actually living with it, very different story than what you
Well, this is what Anita... That's the that went with Anita. It's done that. So...
Not Mr. Webster's cigar.
No,
well,
I didn't see him.
If any of you have additional questions, I will stick around and talk to you.
Or call us.
But with that, I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second by Lang on the motion.
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Victory.
Yes. Matt?